This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. I am here in a medieval village, English medieval village, and I wanted to share this with you. This place is called Levenham Village, and it's about 2 hours drive from London. You can see how beautiful this place is, how historically rich this place is. I just want to give you a quick tour of this village as I talk along randomly, okay? Because I do like to share random things when I find something interesting. It's always a pleasure sharing my experience with you. And this is, you can see a medieval house behind me now. It's a hotel called Swan. And it's well kept. The structure, as you can see, is very uneven, looks very unstable, but it's well kept, it's preserved. There are renovations taking place from every now and then. And you can see the wooden beams, they are very medieval. This village basically was built in the 14th century. All the structures you see around me were built in the 14th century. The village may have been very old, but the structures that we can still find in this village or this town are from the 14th century. I'm going to give you a quick tour. And this is very, very rich English history. There are absolutely amazing places to visit in Britain, in particular England. And this is one of those villages. And there are so many historic places in this village, as you will be able to see, inshallah. So I'm going to give you a very quick tour as I talk along, and we'll see what we have, okay? So bear with me, please, everyone. Okay, look at this. This is an absolutely amazing building from the 14th century. So the outside structure is pretty original. Inside, there have been renovations. You can see it's uneven. Looks like it's going to fall, but it's not going to fall. Okay, so I'm going to give you a quick tour of this very beautiful historic spot. This is now a hotel. It's called Swan. People come here and they stay here. It's about 2 hours drive from London. I recommend every single person watching this vlog to visit this village, especially in the summer, because the weather is beautiful and it's not very hot. And you can look at these places and go back in time. And seriously, you know, if you are a reader, if you're someone who loves history, this is the best place to come and do your reading. You can come for a couple of days and chill, as they say, relax, okay? This is now the main street of the town. It's very quiet, it's not the weekend. I came deliberately on a weekday so that I can actually enjoy this place when it's not too busy, okay? So stay with me, keep watching. You'll be blown away, you'll be fascinated. So there are people who know about English history, people in Australia, Canada, US, they always, you know, when you watch these old cartoons like Robin Hood and The Sword in the Stone and other stories like that, people have grown up watching these Disney cartoons where English history is depicted somewhat. So these are the kind of places those productions represent, historically speaking. I want to share a very quick interesting place with you as well. Okay, there is a house here which is very old. It's called the Crooked House. Okay, we're going to look at the Crooked House right now. So there we have it. This house is called the Crooked House, and you will see why. Because the house is actually crooked. It's bent. It looks like it's gonna fall, okay? You can see this building is very medieval, very old, and the house in the middle, it looks bent. It looks bent, as if it's gonna fall, right? But interestingly, still standing.
standing for centuries. Okay, the structures are from the 14th century. And very, very old house. I really envy the people who live inside. I would love to have a library in there to spend my time reading books. Look at this. The Crooked House. It says the Crooked House. Okay? The Crooked House. There's a depiction of a monster eating a human being alive. There's a cat running after a mouse. We're catching a mouse. Look at the beams. Just want to zoom in quickly so that you can appreciate what we're dealing with. Okay, look at the beams. Just look at that. Look how old these beams are. This is absolutely amazing. Look at the windows. Amazing, absolutely amazing. So guys, stay with me and you will see a lot of lovely places. I'm gonna start sharing my stuff, my explorations, my history adventures with you guys. And inshallah, there's a lot more coming. So right now, I'm in Levenham. Remember the name, Levenham Village, right? And this is where you're gonna find these historic places. There's a lot I can share with you, but I'm gonna still walk. Inshallah, we're going to see some more interesting buildings down that street I just came from. Okay, so play with me, everyone. So, English history is absolutely amazing. Okay, I find it very interesting. And there's a very strong link between English history and Islamic history. The history of Islam and the history of Britain in particular, there is a lot of overlapping. There are a lot of commonalities. In many respects, culturally, linguistically, militarily, okay, historically, there are so many overlaps between the history of Islam and the history of Britain. Okay? So this is a very interesting, you can see the hotel is called Swan. Okay, this is a medieval building. The hotel is inside this building. I'm gonna go inside the hotel. Just gonna have a quick look at the alleyways. Okay, you can see it's beautiful. Yeah, look at these beams. It's a very old building. And these are some of the old pictures of this town, people from the town. Okay, this is the reception. So you can see some historic objects in here, like paintings and clocks. So let's go out. I'm going to go out very quickly and continue looking at the town. But some of the beams, if you look at them, they look rotten, but they are very well kept. There are renovations taking place. Look at this beam. It looks very old. I'm sorry for the bad light because I didn't plan this particular vlog, but I'm going to continue with the tour. You can see that building in distance there. Okay, let me zoom in. That one over there. If you look at that building, it also looks very crooked. It looks unstable. It looks like it's gonna fall, but it's not gonna fall because it is well kept. Okay? And it is on the main street. You can see it. But we're gonna skip that one for now and we're gonna go
left from here because there are some absolutely amazing, interesting houses on this side. So the history of Islam and Britain, I was saying, is very much intertwined. There are a lot of cultural and historic commonalities between the two histories, okay? And also linguistically, even in the English language, there is a lot that came from the Arabic language. There are so many words like earth is an Arabic word, ard, cat is kit, camel is jamal, sugar is sukkar, okay? And the list goes on. Mirror is Mirror Atun. Look at this. This building is basically bent, right? There are many houses in this town that are bent. People are lovely, very friendly people, very nice people, okay? And you'll enjoy your time here. Those people who haven't yet seen historic places in Britain, I'm gonna try my best to share as much as I can when I go out looking at some of these places. Okay, so we keep looking. Okay, this house looks very crooked as well. It looks like it's gonna fall, but it's not gonna fall. Okay, it's very well kept. Look at that, so beautiful. Okay, so we're gonna continue, inshallah. So this is about 2 hours drive from London. It's a beautiful town. And by the way, something very interesting. You all know Harry Potter, the movie and the novel by J.K. Rowling. She wrote the novel and became very popular, although I'm not a big fan of it. It shows magic and all that. I don't believe in that stuff. Okay, that trickery and all that. Okay. Magic, of course, is real. Magic does happen, but okay. Some episodes, I think, were filmed, if I'm not mistaken, in this house. This is one of the houses, and it's very medieval. You can see it's very old. They were actually filmed in this house. Okay, I'm pretty sure it was this house. Yes, you can see these images outside, carved during the Middle Ages in the 14th century. It's a very old door, okay? And you may be surprised that, wow, we have places like this in the UK, in Britain? Yes, there are more places in the UK, in Britain, in particular England. And there are many places in Wales and Scotland, okay? So there is a lot of history here. There is rich history in Britain that you must look into and study. And it's fascinating, it's mind-blowing, okay? I've done lectures and talks, and I will continue to do so, right? But this is something, when you're looking at history in person, on the ground, there's nothing like it. So, if you look at the beams, they're very old. These are very old beams. Okay, this is very old carving. Zoomed in so that you can actually appreciate what we're dealing with. It's very, very old stuff. Okay, let me go back slightly. I'm trying to keep this vlog as natural, as organic as possible so that you can actually appreciate what I am trying to appreciate. Okay, beautiful, absolutely amazing. So we're gonna keep walking down and look at some more houses, inshallah. So I'm sorry about traffic. Obviously, I cannot control traffic. Sometimes you miss out what I'm trying to say, but no problem. Look at this. Absolutely amazing. Some of these houses are crooked. Crooked in the sense that they look like they're going to fall. They are leaning forward or they're leaning sideward. And they look like they're going to fall. It's a beautiful place. It's a breathtaking town full of medieval houses. When I say medieval actually means the Middle Ages, from the year 500 to 1500. This period generally is referred to by historians as the medieval period or the Middle Ages, okay? So they use both terms interchangeably, medieval and the Middle Ages, right? So basically anything between 500, the year 500 CE to 1500 CE is called from the Middle Ages or medieval. Okay, so because this town was pretty much built in its current form, or these houses or these homes you're looking at, they were built in the 14th century, 1300s, okay? So this is why it's a medieval town. Beautiful houses, beautiful history, old doors, old gates. Seriously, I cannot have enough of this. This is so amazing. Guys, I hope you're enjoying the vlog. If you did, please continue to share it so other people can also enjoy English heritage, English history. Look at this house. It looks like, look, if you look at it from here, it looks like it's gonna fall. It's leaning forward, actually. It's leaning forward and it looks like it's gonna fall, but it's well kept, it's preserved. There's a lot of care. These buildings are registered buildings, okay? So the government takes good care of these places. And this is why they're still standing. Alhamdulillah. We can come and have an idea of how people may have lived 600-700 years ago in English towns. Okay, of course the roads were not the same. Roads are quite different now. The roads would have been mud roads or stone roads, but the houses are still very much in the same spots they were built. They were built in, right? Okay, so I'm gonna change sides. Right, so it's a very long road. You keep walking down this road and you will see medieval houses, centuries old, and you know what? People are still living in them. Can you believe it? People are still living in them, even though the houses are bent, they look unstable. But it's amazing. What an amazing place. Okay. And you know what? I don't mind walking around for a long time. I don't mind walking here for hours and hours, looking at beams, touching them, feeling the history, trying to internalize it. Okay. Like, look at this beam. Someone's hands carved these beams centuries ago. Look at this. Someone was carving it about 600-700 years ago, and now you have it still standing centuries later. So we must appreciate those people who have made these and those who are taking care of this stuff for posterity, for the future generations, so that we can come and appreciate this stuff. You know, there is so much to see here, it's unbelievable. Keep walking on the streets. You keep walking around this town, you will see something, right? So I'm gonna now go up this road. I came down that road, okay, from Swan Hotel. I'm gonna go up this street and see what we find there. So this is just a random walk, okay? I just couldn't resist. I wanted to share this with you. So we're gonna go up this road now, this street, and see what we have there. And look, I don't think video, this vlog, is actually going to do justice to the real thing. You have to come and see it yourself. Okay, when you're walking around in these streets, you will see how beautiful these places are, these houses. They're so amazing. And imagine living in one of those. I really envy these people. If I could, I would buy a house here and build a library in there. And just sit there and study history and share my history stuff with you guys. Okay, so look at this house on the corner. Amazing. Still very much old. Because there are many places like this in Europe, in France, in Germany. But English history is very special. Because as you know, there is so much to relate to within English history. The kings and their wars and their battles and their challenges. Crusades happened from here. Many crusader kings were from England, in particular Richard the Lionheart. He was an English king for some time. And then we had Edward the Longshank, or Edward the First, who went on a crusade in the 1200s. 1270s to be precise, and he came back and built his Welsh castles. Okay, so English history is very interesting. There were many Muslim scholars walking around the streets of England later on, of course later on, but at this period in the 12th century, the 13th century and the 14th century, many English scholars actually studied Arabic works produced in Spain in particular, and then possibly in Sicily and other places. Many English scholars, actually one of them who was from this very period when the town was built, or when these houses were built, was Geoffrey Chaucer, who was alive in the 15th century. Geoffrey Chaucer, the famous author of Canterbury Tales, he also wrote a treatise on astrolabe, an Arabic instrument to measure heights and distances. Okay, so Geoffrey Chaucer was an English poet who wrote poetry in the Old English language. He's buried in Westminster Abbey. I don't want to make this vlog painfully long. I don't know if you like me talking while you're looking at these places, but I'm trying my best. I'm not a professional vlogger. I don't know how to do this, but I'm just sharing what my eyes are, you know, beholding. Look at this, beautiful. Look, I don't know where to stop and where to start. This whole town is absolutely fascinating. Levenham, remember Levenham? Village in England. It's not very far from Cambridge, I think. It's about 2 hours drive from London. About 70 miles, 70 to 80 miles from London. Depending on traffic or what time you're driving, you can get here within 2 hours. Not very far. Bring your families out here. Show them English history. Some of the Muslims have been living in Britain.
Sorry guys, I just stopped the video by mistake. So I'm going to continue. This is the street I came up, and I want to share a very special place with you. It's a square where you have a lot of medieval buildings. You can see that field behind me there. Amazing. Okay. So it's still very much, it maintains its geographical location quite well, okay. The village is still very much a village, okay, in a modern sense, but still the buildings are original. They are still around. So I just wanted to share with you very quickly. So, brothers and sisters, dear friends, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who live in Britain, or you ever visit, if you ever visit Britain, you must come to Levenham Village. It's a medieval town. There's a lot of history here. I simply cannot explain everything in this short vlog or video. This is just a glimpse into the beautiful historic heritage of Britain, which I wanted to share. This is a very special place. Lo and behold, you're going to see some amazing places, amazing houses in that square. It's an old square. This was a market. Back in the day, in the medieval period, this was a market where people would buy and sell. And quickly, before I could go there, I want to share this house with you as well, inshallah. Okay, so if you look at this house, it's beautiful. It's absolutely amazing, right? What a place. So if you keep looking, stay with me, and you will see an absolutely fascinating place. Levenham. Okay. Look at this house. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. It's a very nice house. This was apparently a market square. And we'll go around here. Stop the vlog. It's been a while since I've been going on. Okay, the rest you will have to see when you visit yourself. What a place, absolutely amazing. It's now a town. There are people who still live here. Okay, there are hotels, there are restaurants. It's a square with old buildings. You can see this very building here. Okay, there is this thing, this
pillar in the middle. I don't know what this pillar represents, but it looks very old. Look at this house, Tall Cottage. It's called Tall Cottage. Okay. So this rich history. Look at that street. Down that street, I can see medieval homes from here. So finally, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, my words and this vlog may not do justice to the beauty and the historic richness of this town. You will have to come here, visit in person, and don't forget to support our work. It's very important. We're trying to convey the knowledge of history and the appreciation of history so people get into history and study it. And subscribe, most importantly, and share the work. Share, inshallah. We'll be sharing a lot more content on my channel from now on, inshallah. You're most welcome to join. On that note, thank you so much for watching. Assalamu alaikum. I hope you liked the vlog. And if you did, share it with others. I'll be sharing a lot more stuff, okay? Call it randoms, call it my thoughts on history, historic places, historic objects, historic books, whatever it may be. I'll be sharing a lot of that stuff. You'll enjoy it, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum, everyone.